course, the highlight of the Rosh Hashanah service is Tkiat HaShofar, which is a mitzvah, positive commandment from the Torah. One must pay attention to the sounds of the shofar. It's common that when they're blowing the shofar, a person's mind wanders. Tamid Achamim are thinking about the Divrei Torah, businessmen are thinking about their business, everybody's thinking about something else, and they're not paying attention to the sounds of the shofar. The best way to ensure that you'll be yotzeh yedet tekiat shofar is by following in the mahzor. So long as you're following with your finger, tekiah, shevarim, teruah, so then you know you're hearing the sounds, because your finger is moving as they're blowing each sound. Therefore, as a proper minhag brought down by the yisod, v'shorash avodah, to follow inside the mahzor every time they blow another sound. Now, when it comes to blowing the sounds, of course, the tekiah is the straight, long sound. The shi'ur of a tekiah, the Gemara says, is the same shi'ur as a teruah. What is the shi'ur of a teruah? The shi'ur of a teruah is 9 trumutin. 9 trumutin literally means 9 kohot. 9 breaths, so to speak. 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. That's 9 trumutin. That would be a teruah. So a tekiah would be the shi'ur of a takes to blow. 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. However long that just took, that's the minimum shi'ur of a tekiah. However, that's only when you're blowing a set of tekiah, teruah, tekiah. But when you're blowing tekiah, shivarim, teruah, tekiah, so then, since the shivarim is 9, it's, although it's 3 sounds, it's 2, 2, 2, but each sound is 3, 2, 2, 2, the minimum. So therefore it's 9 and 9 is 18. So for the tekiah of shivarim, teruah has to be 18 trumotin. It has to be 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, big machlokot, how to blow the teruah. The Ashkenazim blow it in staccato, nine staccato notes, tu, 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 tu. You have the Yemenites, they blow it, woo, 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 woo. And then you have the Syrians, they blow it, no, 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 no. Each custom is based on a tradition, and elu ve'elu ve'eluhim hayim. Last but not least, there's a big machloket on the shivarim teruah. When you blow them together, shivarim teruah, if you're supposed to blow it in one breath or you're supposed to blow it in separate breaths. So therefore, our custom is to satisfy all opinions. In the tikiot miyoshev, we blow them in one breath. And the tikiot and me'omed, we blow them in separate breaths. So again, the tokeya needs to know all these rules. When the tikiya has to be longer, when you can get away with a shorter tikiya, how to blow the teruah according to the minhag, and also how to know when it's one breath and when it is two breaths.